from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Top of hour two on this Thursday edition as we get rolling. TJ in about an hour. Dave Hooker, Off the Hook Sports, 20 minutes into hour two. And later in the third hour, JC Sherbert from thebigspur.com. That is the layout today on the show. 615-844-5600. That is the CTO line, the call text option line. That terminology was hatched by Jerry up in Ohio. Big Notre Dame fan. He said, Bill, call it the call text option line. Sounds a little bit like a football term, right? CTO line, though. 615-844-5600. And I do push, I do promote the text angle on that. You have a home. If you don't feel like you have another way to communicate with the show, I know you text. I may not know you, but I know you text. I can make that broad brush assumption. Use it. Yeah. Anytime you feel like it, use it. Should be a fun day to hang out. All right. Had a bunch of inquiries yesterday afternoon into the night about the weather here. Turbulent, stormy, tornadic weather here in the 615. And at one point, there was a tornado in our area, meaning close by, probably within 5 miles. And Jeff, too, sends me a message. Hey, Bill, you okay, man? You watching this? You good? And then I get a message. No, I get a call from my oldest son, Billy, who is back in town. He just finished up his third year of dental school. And he and his girlfriend, he was at his girlfriend's house. And he calls me and says, hey, I'm watching TV. Are you guys okay? Something hit nearby around 6 o'clock, I believe. And there was some damage done. There's flooding. It got kind of rough. Now, we did not experience anything but hard rain where I'm located in southern Wilco, Williamson County. Very fortunate, very lucky. Schools are out. About 30 minutes ago, we got the alert from the schools. We got one kid left in high school, and because of all the weather issues, there is no school today. Flooding and whatever else might be a problem. Could be trees down. I haven't paid a lot of attention to it. I just know we got very lucky where we're at. Didn't even lose electricity. That's selfishly, I know, very selfishly, that's all I think about when there's bad weather is, how does that affect the electricity, and then what does that mean as far as us getting the show rolling? I know, there's bigger picture items than that. I get it, but I always think about things like that. But nonetheless, we are all good to go. Brant, who is in Christiana, which I believe is the borough area, Murfreesboro area, says, no damage, but it got close. And it's video, let me retweet this, of a tornado, I believe, from his house. He's filming a tornado. He said, we got over 6 inches of rain in something like 11 hours. Wow. That's some footage right there. Brent, I appreciate you sending that. And then the most important part is you and your family are okay. But yeah, it got a little rough. This area around here, I'd say the last 20 years, maybe 25 or so, has turned into a springy, tornado-y area. Nothing like the Midwest, or nothing like Oklahoma, Nebraska. Nothing like that. But it's accelerating. I don't remember growing up ever worrying about tornadoes. Or there being an alert, or that being much of an issue. It is... the last couple of decades, it's become a thing around here. Remember the one, I believe it was over 10 years ago, that hit Birmingham. That was just absolutely devastating. I mean, absolutely brutal. But yes, prayers for everybody and those who are not so fortunate. I don't have all the news and everything. But all I can say is we are very, very lucky and fortunate. And I appreciate all you folks who reached out. You guys knew more about it than me. I was sitting here researching, doing something. I was busy. I wasn't even thinking about it. I could hear everything going on. And then I started getting messages like, hey, Bill, are you got your head on a swivel right now? I wasn't even alert to it. Now, that perked me up a little bit when I started getting messaging from you guys, but all good, man. Yeah, all good to go. As we get on into May, and I love the month of May, it's not necessarily the most newsy of times, but it's a fun time. I love the weather transformation, not last night, but in general. And I love thinking about futuristic things, the games, the season coming up. Love that kind of stuff. Love thinking about it. I used to buy every magazine. I haven't done that in many, many years because there's just so much information out there. There's no need. Now, I do encourage you, Brett Ciancia's magazine. I encourage you. But I'm just talking about Athlon, Lindy's, all of those. I used to complain when they weren't already at the store. I was a complainer, yeah. Because I wanted them out, man. I wanted to sit there. I don't do that anymore because there's just so much information and you don't need it. But yes, I do encourage you when it comes to our good friend Brett Ciancia, all his information. When it comes to what's left of the P5, well, the P5 teams are intact. They're just all scattered, right? Got two teams left in the pack, whatever, and then you've got multiple teams going to either the Big Ten, the Big 12, or the ACC, etc. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina. Bill, speaking of close, I started getting calls last night. The house beside my sister-in-law's got struck by lightning last night and burned. Yeah, prayers there. That's scary. That's very scary stuff. I did get an alert. After I started getting messages, I got one of those emergency alerts on the phone, and it says something like, you might want to find the innermost part of your house and batten down the hatches. Now, I didn't use that terminology, but. And I remember I looked out, and it was just purplish. The rain was heavy. It would slow down a little bit, then it would return to heavy. But I remember we had the flood of 2010, which was the most devastating flood ever around here, I think, in history. I know in the last 100-plus years. We had a band of rain and thunder and tornadoes. And our weather, I think pretty much across the board, but our weather is west-east. And it's usually a angled band that goes from probably Memphis down into Arkansas, maybe Mississippi, up through at an angle through Tennessee, through Memphis, through Jackson, through Nashville, and then up. Well, in 2010, that particular system looked like all it did was stop right on top of us and sit for days. Now, again, I'm not at all trained in that meteorology world, and it just kept coming. It never stopped. That band just kept refueling and never stopped. And everything was flooded. The interstates, got to remember, you guys that know downtown Nashville, the Cumberland River went up Broadway all the way into the arena and flooded the bottom of Bridgestone, flooded the Titans Stadium as well. Yes, the flood was so bad in 2010 that it came up Broadway all the way into Bridgestone. Now, where I'm at, I was up elevated pretty good, and it never got to us. But you got to remember, it's not just what's coming down. The water table under you, when it gets really bad, starts rising. So it's not just what we think about floating on top that's coming down. It's the water table below as well that can get bloated, and then starts rising. I had a sump pump under the house working 24 hours a day. So we've had some issues around here, to say the least. All right, we'll get the first break. We'll start guesting here in about 45 minutes. DJ Pittenger, top of hour two. Dave Hooker, hour two. Omni Nashville Hotel.
If one is still working this accident over here on, it's going to be on 24 eastbound, just past 440 as traffic really starts to crank up. 24 up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. That's gotten really heavy up through there. You're going to have to give yourself extra travel time out here this morning. It's just been wild with the weather the last 12 hours or so. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Tennessee. Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
It's JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was...
I think I saw a little bit of his work. I looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
I mentioned I haven't gone to any of these spring meetings, SEC, which is always down in lovely Sandestin on the Emerald Coast at the Sandestin Hilton. It's been there for decades. And there is one that if I had access, it'd be pretty interesting. That'd be the ACC meetings coming up. Now, I don't even know what date it is, but it's always May. Maybe pushing up against Memorial Weekend. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, on the text line, which is 615-844-5600, the call text option line. Bill, can you imagine these ACC meetings coming up? You got Florida State and Clemson. They've told the ACC they're leaving. North Carolina also wants out. Jim Phillips, the commissioner, is going to be getting the stink eye from the ADs at Florida State, Clemson, etc. What's that going to be like? It'd be interesting. Because usually, and it depends on the league and what's going on, but for example, with the SEC, spring meetings is about maybe a hot topic or two, if there is one in the moment. But it's also a time where you get your financial statement, meaning, well, in this case, how much you're getting. The fiscal athletic year is up at that point, unless you've got a baseball team that's pushing deeper, softball. But for the most part, 99% of your whole fiscal athletic year 23-24 is up at the end of this month, or, again, baseball, softball, maybe into June. But you get my point. And they usually have the amount of money due to league affiliation and all the TV contracts that each school's going to get. That's always interesting. And, again, you have the various sports that meet together. Football coaches are together in some meetings. Basketball, softball, whatever, if you're available, right? So there's meetings like that. Now, that's also an event where you have presidents and or chancellors there. So it's an event where you have coaches, ADs, presidents, chancellors. You've got dignitaries all the way up. There's no other event that's got that entire group there all year long. Can't be, because of the busyness of the calendar that everybody has. But yes, the ACC, that would be interesting. Now, that's not new news, but if you think about it, what news is there at the ACC meetings that's slightly important compared to God, what is the future going to be? That's the question. And again, that's not a new topic this morning. We've spent many, many hours and days and years and centuries on this on the show. But it is still alive. It's a story that we don't know how far in the book we are with this story. We do know what the final chapter is going to say. We don't know what the settlement number is going to be. And we know that the ACC is going to be minimalized. I think we know the ending to this story. We don't know the future destination of these schools. We know it's either or, SEC B1G. Man, we don't know the fate of some of these schools, which will be most all of them, that won't have a home to escape to. Better than the ACC Conference. I'd say we're about two-thirds of the way through the book. I'm going to be general, but I'll say by 26, and it might be 25, but I'm going to say by 26, you got to remember 25 is only 7 months away. We look at it like it's way down the road. It's not. That's why I give it a little bit of cushion. I think we'll probably have a lot of this solved in 26. Or by the time all the transitioning that's going to take place between now and 26. But yeah, that would be interesting. Jim is right. No Kev up in Mule Town, and he is in Murray County, which is Mule Town, Tennessee, and they had some wicked weather over there as well. Coleoka, you know RDU calls usually late in the show? There was some danger in Coleoka. I hope RD's okay. But no Kev up in Chicago. 1996, I believe, is still a state record. The western suburbs got 17 inches of rain in a 24-hour period up there in his area. Metro in Middle Georgia says, Bill, good morning. Glad you're safe. Metro moved down here from the New England area and now is in Middle Georgia in the Macon area. Says, not sure what I'd do for my 90-minute commute if I didn't have a morning dose of the show there, Bill. Appreciate it, man. Glad we can keep you busy. They said he comes from the Northeast where there's not a section of the country that could give less of a rip about college football than that region. It's just true. Now, again, that's their prerogative, but I would not be, I would not like that. There's lots of gorgeous areas up there. But as far as the atmosphere and the only thing you have in your face the entire time is pro sports, that would be sickening. I couldn't do that. Yeah, I couldn't. Jim says, Bill, last year at the ACC meetings, word is that Michael Alford went off on all the other ADs and Jim Phillips in a closed-door meeting. He talked about the ACC failure to secure the proper money needed, and he was very vocal about the ACC lack of leadership. I get that, and I understand his frustration, and I think he's going to find a happier home. And I'm not necessarily a Jim Phillips fan, but I don't know what the ACC can do right now. You can't just invent money. You can't, for example, it's not like you're the Treasury and you can print money. The ACC is just not attractive enough to garner anything more than what they're getting from their ESPN relationship. And frankly, I think that is in peril when there's a look-in. I believe it's 2027. You guys can check me there. I think that number is in peril. I don't think Florida State and Clemson's going to be around by then. Those are your two biggest brands. Number can't be the same. Just saying. Craig in North Augusta. Bill, South Carolina, Georgia starts tonight. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I have not looked at the baseball schedule, and I was thinking about it. I'm up usually around 4:30, and I was thinking about the day, and I was thinking about, okay, later, what's on that I want to watch? Get me some college baseball. As you get on into the season, and we're only, 2 weeks out from the regular season ending, but they start playing some of these series starting on Thursday night. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday in some of these series. And I like that. Thursday night college baseball, love it. He said, Bill, Georgia, South Carolina starts tonight. I would not pitch to Condon, even if the bases are loaded. If we do, I'm throwing my phone through the TV. I don't blame you, sir. I do not blame you at all. Pet peeve of mine that I've been meaning to rail away at once again here on the show. I was on a show the other day, another show. And good guys, veterans. But they said, Bill, what they need is congressional oversight on the NCAA when it comes to the future, paying players and all that. They need guardrails and congressional oversight. Now, again, nothing wrong with presenting that to me and nothing wrong with them thinking that way. Not blaming anybody. I'm just saying that irritates me to no end. If you ask Congress right now, list the top 1,000 things on your mind. Oversight regarding name, image, likeness would not be on the list. I don't want them involved anyways. But even if that's what some folks think would be the magic wand elixir here that would settle this frenzied environment down some, they're not interested in this topic. Where's the money for them? Do you think a congressperson, male, female, any state in America, is interested in a topic that does not get them a red cent? Folks, that job is all about getting paid off by the military complex, big pharma, big tech, and kickbacks. That's what's important. Taking a salary of about $200,000 and becoming a multi-millionaire. That's what that job is about. It's not about taking care of you back home. It's not about overseeing name, image, likeness. Where's the kickback and the payoff for a congressperson when it comes to name, image, likeness? Huh? What good would that do anybody in Congress? I can promise you there is not one moment in a day where anybody up there from whatever state and down here in the South, right, where college football is certainly king. They're not anybody that knows college football is king, but they're working out of D.C. as a House of Representatives member or a Senate member is thinking about how can I fix, maybe Tubbs, but how can I fix name, image, likeness? What can I do to help? What good's that going to do? They're not up there to make sure you're taken care of. Make sure that is not. It's the most sleazy, corrupt thing you could probably be part of. Allen in Tampa, Bill, those morons in Congress would screw up a lemonade stand. Yes. If you had a lemonade stand with one pitcher of lemonade, one chair to sit in, they would screw it up. They would screw up the budget of a lemonade stand. Let's say there's been an event that something happened good, so you want to celebrate. You decide we're going to have a one-car parade down Broad. They'd screw that one-car parade up. They'd budget it wrong. That's a pet peeve of mine. I know. It's one that I don't get over very easily. Top of the hour, TJ Pittenger with us. We'll talk some Florida State and other items with him. He's down in Tampa, Florida. Dave Hooker, Off the Hook Sports, up in Rocky Top, that area. We'll talk with him. What's happening on Rocky Top? I did not get catch for today. I wanted to, but no go for today. I'll get him, though. Yeah, no worries. Catch, good friend of the show. And then later, J.C. Sherbert from thebigspur.com. Checking in. No Kev in Chicago. Bill, is there a chance when the players become employees and name, image, likeness deals, the schools say no more scholarships? No. That's not on the table. Just see where the Boise State coach said, I tell any incoming freshman, if you are here or you're wanting name, image, likeness, forget it. You got to earn it here. Now, I like his stance. I don't know how smart that was. I absolutely applaud him. But that's a slippery slope right there, my man.
Good morning. Finishing up several earlier accidents. It's really loading up now with volume on 24 going westbound up through the Antioch area. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Lots of storm damage out here all across Middle Tennessee this morning. Just to play it safe, give yourself extra travel time up out here. You never know if you're going to come up on a situation where there's trees down, power lines down, especially north of Nashville. Got hit pretty hard last night with all these storms. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on the new menu, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like. Yeah!
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville double stack or the world famous Bar Lines grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a 7th straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Every show is fun. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be here. Every show is fun. Yesterday was fun. Jim and Jupiter had a list of the top 10 programs. That's cool. And we picked it apart, man. And I don't mean necessarily in a bad way or anything necessarily like that. I just mean we went team by team and explained whether they were or they weren't. And it's interesting because there's various criteria there that we use, I use, I've historically used. Your geographical advantages, resource advantages, historical proof. You need some of that. Again, there are some locations that are fantastic locations that have no history of doing anything with them. You have to be careful there. It's all got to fit a certain formula some way or fashion. But that was fun. Not that I'm going to relive that right now. We dealt with all that yesterday, but that was fun. That's a topic that I have thought about for probably 40 years. That has been on my mind through the years for probably at least 40 years, and that's just watching how various schools recruit. Watch the ups and downs through the years. Watch the transition from head coach to head coach. Some good, some not good. All of that. I will say, we talked about each team. The best team out there without the history is Texas A&M. Meaning the most likely to become part of that. The most likely when you take into account geographical advantage and resources. Check, check. That's the best. That's the one that is the likeliest. Now, again, we got to see him do it. And you could say, Bill, I've been watching A&M for 30, 40 years. I've had moments with RC. I've had moments with Jackie. But it's never sustained. And then they hire a bunch of knuckleheads. I know. We got to see it. It has not happened yet. Not to the level where we can say that's a top 10 program. But they have everything any other school in America has. Whatever the top schools in America have established that presence, that A&M has not established. A&M has everything they have, but the history. But the actual doing it. Sid down on the Emerald Coast, Bill. Seminole Sid. I say preach it. I don't want our government in charge of anything, much less college sports, Bill. Hey, Bill, you think maybe we can get a little congressional oversight and fix this thing? You know how you can get congressional oversight? Pay them. Seriously. You really want that done? And I am not kidding. Get all the big boosters across America together. There's millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars there, or more, billions. Get Walmart. Get Les Wexner up at Ohio State. Get the Haslam family in Tennessee. Right? Who's the lawyer, the big booster down there in Florida for the Gators? I always forget. But get all these guys together, I'm leaving a bunch out, and pull up the money and pay off Congress. You really want this done? You really think that's a good idea? That's all you got to do. I am not saying that to be funny. It is kind of funny, but it's true. You want to get that done, show them where the kickback is. That's how that game's played. Where's the kickback? Have each big, wealthy booster pony up. Now, I'm trying to think. Maybe $10 million each. Raise about a half a billion, which could easily be done. And then take it and say, here's your kickback. Now, let's vote on this and get some oversight from you crooks. Hey, Bill, don't you think it would really be good? You think at some point we'll really get some congressional oversight? Like this guy, like people are waiting for Christmas. Like that's a good thing, I swear. What? That'd be like saying, hey, Bill, do you think we could have the mafia families run college football? Maybe have them run name, image, likeness? No difference at all. Georgia dog, hey Bill, Sankey has said that the SEC has all the power teams it needs to maximize TV. As of now, not interested in adding teams. The B1G thinks Florida State can't add TV revenue. Big 12 would welcome Florida State. Well, And is there audio? I first of all, Georgia Dog, you know I believe you. But is there an audio clip? I'd like to hear that. Now, that's a stance that Sankey has had. That's not new. Maybe there's a new audio clip, an interview or something that I didn't see. But just because he says that doesn't mean that they wouldn't entertain it. He's saying that because it's not presented yet. It's not time. I'll expound on that after the break here. TJ in about 15 minutes.
Good morning. It's loading up pretty good now with some volume through Hendersonville. As we check it out live westbound on Vietnam Vets here at Conference Drive, it's really heavy and slow sometimes up through the Antioch area on 24 westbound. You got all that heavy traffic through Laverne, Smyrna coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. 65's on the increase as well down through Millersville. Watch for some radar, believe it or not, out there on I-40 in the Wilson County area, especially in the Mount Juliet area. There's still some power lines down, damaged from yesterday's storms, overnight storms. Please give yourself extra time. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on their new menu, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPD LLC.
Warrior fan, can't believe I'm about to say it. You just got beamed. Devastating evening for the Dubs. Devastating, in fact, for anybody who was pulled for this Warriors dynasty. It truly did feel like the end of an era. And if not the end of an era, maybe the end of Klay Thompson's era at Golden State. What a terrible way to go. You gotta feel for him. Disastrous night for a class guy and a rough night for a class organization.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Sankey has made it clear that they're very happy where they're at. And I believe him. But I wouldn't translate that to mean, that there's no expansion coming. Now, there might not be. But I would not assume that. Somebody needs to ask Greg Sankey, if we're going to have an interview, and I don't even know if that's a recent interview that I missed or whatever. If it is, I missed it. But the question needs to be posed, are you willing to have the Big Ten plant a flag in Tallahassee, Florida? You okay with that? I mean, I'm asking that objectively. Does it matter? If it doesn't matter, fine. That's, hey, good for you. Other than Notre Dame, I don't know if there is a program that's going to make you that much more money per school. Now, when we expand, if we expand, and I do think there'll be more, how it all ends up, I don't think is all that clear. But you need to know from your TV partners, for example, the B1G will need to know, and I'm sure they've had these conversations, if we expand again and it's Team XYZ or Team John Doe, Fox, CBS, NBC, do you have our back? We're going to need 80 to 100 million more a year per additional school. Are you good? You got us? We're not going to longer divide and take less money. We're already, what's the B1G starting, here in a couple of weeks? It's got 18 teams. Southern Cal, UCLA, Washington, Oregon, adding to the list. 18 teams. SEC is going to be 16 with Texas and Oklahoma. Are you going to come up with that money per year, per school? And the answer is, so far, yes. And part of the attractiveness was, at least Los Angeles at the time, the contract was already negotiated by the time they added, in place, by the time they added Oregon publicly and UW publicly. So, yes, part of the attractiveness in the contract, it's built in, but once you start adding after that contract, you need to know, SEC needs to know from ESPN, hey, you got our back. If we don't want a Big Ten flag in Tallahassee, you got our back for Florida State? And maybe they do. Or Clemson? Got to remember, SEC about a year ago when they were thinking about 8 versus 9 games didn't pull the trigger. Now, nobody tells you this, but the reason is ESPN said we're not paying for it. At least that additional year. Now, they may start in the future. That's still possible, but they said we're not paying for it. That was the reason. Nobody printed that. It was all kinds of schedule and all that. No. This was about the money. They weren't going to pony up. So, that's going to be interesting, to say the least. L-Dog, Bill, did you see this? Here's a list of 4 FBS teams that did not take a single transfer this cycle. Army, Navy, Air Force, Clemson. That's... what doesn't fit there? No offense, I love Army, Navy, Air Force. I appreciate all they stand for. Clemson is a college football power that refuses, at least the head coach, to adapt. Now, Dabo Swinney can shut every critic up by doing one thing, return to national championship prominence. We've got no argument about how he takes in players if he gets them back there. We can sit here and squawk all we want, and it won't hold a bit of power because he doesn't need it and he's winning. The problem is they're not a national championship squad anymore, and they haven't been since 19. So the critique that he will not adapt with the times, I understand if you're Dabo Swinney, you don't really give a rip what everybody else is saying. I get it. But it is a critique that right now is proving to be correct. He can shut all of that up by returning to national championship prominence. He doesn't have to win it, but you need to be there. You need to be like you got to deal with Clemson here, dude. They're not there right now. Haven't been there in a few years. He shuts all that up if he gets them back there. Okay, Dabo Swinney's not messing around in the portal, and they're winning big again. And they are a threat to Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, Texas, whoever. Deal with them. That's how he shuts all that up. Again, not that I think he's all worried about shutting that up, but that critique gets completely smoked if he had that program back where it was. TJ, when we come back, TJ Pitcher, Omni Nashville Hotel.